In our gospel today, we hear about the apostles as they return from going out on a mission that Jesus sent them on to preach the gospel. And the mission was phenomenally successful. And huge crowds are flocking to the apostles, and they're literally getting swarmed by people who are coming to them from cities and towns throughout the whole region. And it's so overwhelming that the apostles can't rest, and they can't even get any space to eat. You know, people keep flocking to them, and they haven't had a chance to eat. And so that's why Jesus takes them away and tries to give them that opportunity to eat and to rest a little while. But even then, the crowds find them and go after them and continue to flock after them. And Jesus' response, even though the apostles and him were exhausted, they haven't had a chance to eat, but when he sees these crowds thirsting and coming to him, he has compassion on them. He sees that they're desperate to come to him and to hear the gospel message, and his sacred heart is overwhelmed with love for these people that are coming to him in such need, because he's the good shepherd. And as the sheep come to him, he has compassion on them. And so we have an encounter in the gospel between these crowds that are yearning and thirsting for Jesus Christ, and they meet the compassion of the good shepherd. Now, if we look today, you know, our Lord's compassion and his love hasn't changed. You know, the same love that Jesus had for those people that were flocking to him, those crowds, he has for us. That love for each one of us is as real today as it was 2,000 years ago. And he has compassion on us. He desires to feed us, to teach us the truth, and to guide us so that we might have life. But on the other side, are people yearning for Jesus? Are crowds flocking to him like we heard in the gospel? You know, are there great crowds that are flocking to the doors of our churches, you know, banging to get in and pushing in just to have the opportunity to hear the gospel message and to receive the sacraments? Is that what we're experiencing today? I think the reality is no. You know, we don't see that. You know, a lot of people don't have that yearning to see Christ. But if we look at ourselves, I think that's a good question for us to ask ourselves, because it begins when we look at ourselves as individuals. Are we yearning for Jesus Christ like the crowds in the gospel? You know, do we think about our Lord every day? Would the chance to see him mean more to us than anything else? Is there nothing that we would rather have than a few minutes with our Lord? Would we desire that more than winning a lottery ticket? Would we desire that more than winning a sports game or any championship out there? Do we desire that more than any career that we're seeking after, or anything that we could buy, you know, a new car or anything we could get shopping? Do we desire Christ more than any of those things? I think we all need to answer that question honestly for ourselves. For some people, the answer is probably yes. You know, we can honestly say, I thirst for Jesus Christ. I think about him every day. There's nothing more that I would desire than to be in our Lord's presence. But for others, and perhaps the majority of people, the honest answer might be no. You know, we don't really yearn for Christ. We don't want to be with him. That's not what we think about every day. We have 100 other things that we're worried about, and that's not a priority. But I think that's a good realization if that's the case, because too many people have lost or never experienced that yearning that needs to be in our hearts. Why did the crowds respond the way that they did? You know, why were they flocking to Jesus and the apostles? What were they seeking? Well, I think the short answer is that the gospel that was being preached met the needs and the desires in their soul. You know, the Israelites were severely oppressed. They were degraded by the Romans who were ruling over them. Most of them were impoverished. Many of them were sick. But above all other things, what the Jewish people clung to, what their hope was in the coming Messiah. That was their hope. That's what they lived for. The Messiah meant everything to them. And that's why when they even heard a rumor that he was there, that he was being preached, they flocked to him. And so if we look at ourselves, why should we yearn for Christ? You know, why should he be our hope? Why should we desire a few moments in his presence more than we desire anything else in this world? I think that's a question that each one of us should be able to answer for ourselves. But that's not an answer that I can give you. You know, if we can't answer that question, we need to seek the answer ourselves. Why should we yearn for Christ? If we do yearn for Christ, you know, one of the signs that we're really thirsting for Christ is that we're going to flock to Eucharistic adoration. The opportunity that we have to spend time praying in the presence of the Eucharist, where Jesus Christ is physically present. We should be like moths around a light. You know, you see them at night like flocking around a light. If we really thirst for Christ, that's how we should behave around towards Eucharistic adoration. But if we don't yearn for Christ, then the one place that we should go is to Eucharistic adoration. Because time spent in Eucharistic adoration will spark the yearning that needs to be within our hearts. The reality is the deepest longing of every human heart is for union with God. That's what we're created for. And because we're disordered, we don't connect what our souls really need with Jesus Christ. We often miss what the crowds in the gospel understood, that we need the Messiah. And so if we don't have that yearning, what we need to do is go to Eucharistic adoration and don't leave. Stay there for as long as it takes until we can answer that question for ourselves. Why do we yearn for Jesus Christ? Why is he the greatest hope that we have? Don't leave the church until you find the answer. But when you do find the answer, because it's there, you'll find a yearning, and that yearning will be answered with the Good Shepherd. Like the crowds that were yearning for their Messiah and found him, the deepest longings of our hearts will encounter and find what they long for.